Welcome to 92.7 FM.
Dueling. I just want to see how long you go with it.
Luke and Brian. Candy.
Sometimes, Brian, I tell you, I don't know how to react, so I kind of just, I'm a little stunned almost. And I'm just like, I'm just going to let him keep doing what he's doing and see how we do this.
Folks, you can't fully appreciate Cameo unless you're completely, completely HAF. And if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, you probably know what I'm talking about anyway, because Cameo is awesome. And Cameo is wonderful. And strawberry, raspberry, all the good things. So I've been wanting to talk about this since Thanksgiving. Pre-Thanksgiving. Well, actually, a month before Thanksgiving.
I was going to say, yeah, we had to scroll pretty far back to find it in our conversation. Because that's how, you know, we share stories that we want to discuss on the show. And
Halloween.
I was going to say, I think it came out around Halloween. And then we had something else come up during Thanksgiving. And I was like, I'm not going to do it without you. I'm going to table it and we're going to get back to it. Because we can just treat it as a holiday dinner rather than... Because it is referred to as the turkey dinner and apple pie and coffee candy corn package.
That's so what it's called.
You could have turkey dinner for Christmas as well.
So Brock's turkey dinner, apple pie and coffee, candy corn. It's a bag. It was made... Folks, this is capitalism.
At its worst.
And here's the thing.
Absolute worst.
Think about a company like Brock's. It's been around for a long time.
Oh, right? Generations.
Made a lot of things. They've survived having candy corn, period.
I would say their business model is the fact that they sell what they call candy, but really it goes in a bowl and then is put out as a decoration.
Generally, decorative
for
candies.
Halloween. It's yes. Decorative. I do not like candy corn.
But they don't only make candy corn. They have a lot of different...
Like, right, but candy corn is what they're like...
section in right. The candy section.
Yes.
Right.
They're like juju, like chewy...
It doesn't matter.
Cherry hearts for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I love those.
They
are good.
They have stuff for every occasion. They do have some good things there. My point is that there are people in that corporation that had... Like, think about the group of people that had to come together to make this item. And I'm going to read you a review of this item so you can get the depth and flavor. And I think it theater of the mind is what radio is. And I think
that's what it exactly is. And this is this review is done by a certified dietitian, or excuse me, registered dietitian.
Registered dietitian. This is off of Twitter. And this is from Mom of No Rank. Very important. I want to share this with everybody. I bought this bag of Brock's Turkey Dinner candy corn a while back and have been saving them for National Spooky Month. I'm a registered dietitian, and this is my honest review as a nutrition professional. Ahem. Here's an example of a specimen of each flavor. When you open the bag, you'll smell only the coffee ones. This is a transparent and deliberate attempt to lull you into a false sense of security. Don't be a sucker.
Okay. I love the don't be a sucker.
All right. Now, looking at this, first of all, there's a special place in hell for whoever decided to make three of the flavors so similar in color. There are three that look
almost
nearly
identical. Yes.
And there's a green one and there's a red one, and then there's a dark
one. The green one looks like if the Hulk was turned into a piece of candy corn.
Yeah, like if he was in Return to Oz and got turned into a piece of Oz, it would be Hulk candy corn.
There you go.
In a just world, this person would die alone surrounded by ugly pink floral wallpaper after a lifetime of petty disappointments. With the sound of a super fun and fashionable party absolutely everyone in Vallis was invited to drifting across the street. Top left is turkey and gravy. It is disturbingly, hauntingly like candied turkey. Wrong on every level.
Ugh, gross. Candied turkey.
Top middle is stuffing. This one is stuffing candy corn, okay? This one is an unrepentant violation of the Geneva Convention. Tastes like hate and sage. So much sage. It's ironic because you'll need to burn sage to erase it from your psyche. Top right is caramel apple pie. It's fine. Most prominent caramel flavor is caramel.
I'm throwing a flag. This is caramel apple pie. Get out of here.
Caramel apple pie? It's fine. Most prominent flavor is caramel with a surprisingly natural cinnamon background. And then a crisp finish with just a faint whisper of eau de artificial flavoring that once spent 15 minutes in a room with an apple pie. Scented Yankee candle with the lid closed.
That was two separate tweets. She mentioned the fact that it was a candle in the second one.
Yes. Scented Yankee candle. Apple pie scented. Bottom left is allegedly cranberry sauce, which should have been a softball in the flavor department game, instead offers nary a smidge of either cranberry or tartness. There is, however, the vaguest intimation of alkaloid bitterness. Best guess, cotton candy cough drop? Bottom middle is green beans. Friends, it is unforgivable. If you left a cup of green tea on... If you left a cup of green tea on the porch in a bad weather for a week, during which time it attained sentience and promptly began plotting your demise, and you hate green tea, that's what this tastes like. There's definitely some dirt in it. And is that a hint of dead leaf or decomposing June beetle? You'll have the stabbing pains of deep regret for company as you work that one out. Lastly, bottom right is coffee. It's the best one. And it's terrible. It's what you hoped coffee would taste like when you were five. Alarmingly sweet, kind of butterscotchy, its second cousin twice removed has heard of coffee. The stuffing one is by far the worst flavor. It is appalling. Pepperidge Farms has apparently taken up training assassins. I've met voodoo dolls with less evil intent. The developer of this flavor deserves your disdain, and for that, I salute them. However, I think my personal pick for most offensive to Thanksgiving food is the green bean. It's not green bean casserole, by the way. Oh, no. No umami here. Raw, unholy green in flavor as well as color, with a single one-note foghorn taste, like mowing the lawn with your mouth open. To paraphrase Douglas Adams, it is almost but not quite entirely unlike green beans. It's what you might get if you describe green beans to an alien who had been asked with who had been tasked with reproducing the flavor using only very inexpensive petroleum-based esters, and you had never actually had green beans. And also the alien hated its job. 5 stars! Everyone should get a bag.
Set them out as a nice inviting bowl and don't say a word. That is what this mom's recommendation is of the Brock's turkey dinner candy corn.
And I bring this up because it's probably still out there. You can probably get yourself a bag of Brock's. Because I don't think they've been sold out.
I doubt it.
I say put them out.
Go find yourself a bag.
If nothing else, they're semi-pretty. They're brown and green.
I mean,
mostly brown.
At least if anybody listening can find one, like, please bring it to the office so that we
like
can have Brian
brown.
Try
like
them
it
as
has
well.
Like, it has, it's like a bile yellow brown.
Oh my gosh.
So good.
This was as much fun as we thought it would be like 2 months ago when we originally saw this.
I was excited about it. I'm sorry, callers. I wanted to get to you, but you guys are awesome. And we're not going to because Cameo's playing us out.
I was just saying, we're pretty much out of time here on Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got Jim Santel filling in for Mike Crute and the Devil's Advocates coming up next. We also got the Earl Ingram Show and a special Christmas episode of the Up North podcast this evening as well. So stay tuned all through the night. We got some great local programming going out. This has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You can check out the podcast, devilradio927.com.